Texas Mutual Insurance Company invites you to be part of the WorkSafe Texas Summit at Stockyard Station on June 20th. The event features presentations on workplace safety, an explanation of new OSHA requirements affecting Texas businesses, and more. To register, go to WorkSafeTexas.com.
You know, guys, turns out Canada is one of the largest trading partners of Texas, third largest, in fact. Something like $9.5 billion in import and export activity goes back and forth between Canada and DFW alone. So that's probably a good reason that Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings and Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price are heading a group of 30 trade delegates that are in Canada this week. First stop's Toronto. And the mayor of Dallas joins us right now after meeting with the mayor of Toronto. Mayor Rawlings, good to have you with us.
It's great to talk to you. In fact, Toronto is our number one trading partner with DFW. It's amazing at how important this marketplace is.
That is amazing. What is the trade back and forth between DFW and Toronto, of all things?
It's like $1.6 billion or something. I mean, it's massive. Toronto is number one. Mexico City is number two. Montreal is number three. I didn't realize this, but we are equidistant between Toronto and Mexico City. So NAFTA is a very hot issue up here right now.
Well, you said that you want Dallas to be the business epicenter for the Western Hemisphere. Maybe that's the argument. But this is a tough time to be talking trade with the Canadians or the Mexicans right now, with the future of NAFTA so uncertain.
Yeah, I think the way Mayor Price and I are talking, they love to hear what we're saying because we're very pro-trade. Trade happens on a local level, and we know the importance of it. We know how many jobs is created by it, and we just don't like to get caught up in some of the national politics that are happening. So what we're saying is music to the ears of a lot of people up here in Canada.
But can that be undone by NAFTA? I mean, are you also active? Lobbying your members of Congress?
Yes, of course. And the White House has said that they're going to get into renegotiating NAFTA. Hopefully it's modernizing it. There are some things that need to be changed into it. I mean, it was a long time ago when NAFTA was done, and we didn't even have iPhones and technology and the like. So there's a lot that needs to be redone. And hopefully once calmer minds get together, they'll see how important this is, and we'll modernize it and then get it going to NAFTA 2.0.
I'm guessing that a lot of the arguments that you're making sort of center around DFW Regional Airport. I mean, that's our gateway. We're landlocked.
Well, it is a very, very effective gateway, too. When you really think of the growth of Dallas, two important things happened. One was DFW Airport. It's now the fourth busiest airport in the world. And then NAFTA. NAFTA created so much growth for us. DFW is 3.5 times bigger than when NAFTA was created, even once you take inflation out. So inflation adjusted, we have grown remarkably in that time because so many businesses trade through Dallas-Fort Worth. We're in the NAFTA highway, and DFW Airport is hauling a lot of Air Canada just started a cargo plane from Mexico City to DFW, to Toronto, and back and forth because there's so much trade going on.
Well, they carry a lot of people, too. I was surprised. I saw a figure that said the Canadians accounted for over 250,000 visits to DFW annually.
Well, you know, we're becoming a hot tourist attraction. It's a fun place to bring your family. We had a big tourist event last night with all the Toronto trade travel delegation, and it's becoming a place where it's got to be on your bucket list to go see.
All right, so you're off to Montreal. We hope you get a good reception there.
Well, we're going to meet the mayor there. We're speaking at a big international conference on mobility and make sure that we get some French food while we're in Montreal.
Yeah, I don't let him feed you any of that stuff with the French fries and the cheese curds and the brown sauce.
I've tried that. I'm not a big fan, but hopefully some escargot.
All right, so I got to ask you one last question about, so when you come back here, you know, it looks like the main feature of the new Dallas City Council is going to be name tags. You've got a bunch of new people coming in.
We do. Some of them are back to the future, though. Two new council people are old council people, and they're friends of mine, and they've done a great job. So we're going to be working with them. And then two new members, and I've set up meetings with them to talk about their new agendas.
You optimistic about being able to work together? A lot on the front burner.
David, I am so optimistic about Dallas. I almost want to quote Huey Lewis, but I won't. There's so much happening in Dallas, and I think it's in everybody's best interest to work together on some important issues that are coming in front of us. Big bond election coming up this fall, and we want to make sure we take on debt and spend the money in the right way for the citizens of Dallas.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings joining us today from Toronto. We wish you the best on your trip. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day, mate.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.